Hello, everybody. This is Restaurant Junkies from the Black Mike Studio in Northeastern Pennsylvania. And I'm Pops, and this is JKT, and we're here to talk about where we went to eat. Now, we're judging these things from 1 through 10, and it might be good. It was this place we went to was rated. What was it rated?
On Google, went to the Slakehorn Hotel. And it's a 4.3 out of 5.
4.3 out of 5. So, like I said, we just get hamburgers and fries, and we go, and that's what we get. And we test them out. We're getting sick of eating hamburgers, so thank God we only have 3 more places to visit for hamburgers.
Yeah, I think it's 3 more.
Yeah, I think this is number 7. We lose track, so... Yeah, okay.
All right. So
we're not saying it's a bad place to go. You might like it. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's actually they have a bar inside and that. Yeah. And it's nice inside and that.
Trivia night and whatnot.
Yeah. They have a live band once a month, and it's a pretty nice place. We drove by this place a million times, but never stopped there. Never ate there. So somebody told us it was a good place to eat, so we decided to go in and test it out.
So
before we do anything, what was I gonna say? I forget what I was gonna say.
Well, I wanted to just here's our initial thought when we walked in the building. It's nice. It's a karaoke machine, not karaoke, but jukebox.
Yeah,
I mixed up. And the jukebox has like 4 TVs all around, like 3-4 TVs, different channels on each.
Well, I always had the food channel on.
Yeah, if you're watching this guy like make fries.
A pig roast.
A pig roast.
That's right. But so, like I say, it was a nice place and that, and the waitress was nice, and it was clean inside at least, and so that's all that counts. There were not many people when we got there. We got there around what time? 5 o'clock. Yeah, I think it was around 5:30, somewhere around there. And
wait up a second, Pop.
What?
I'm trying to figure out something.
What's that?
Why is that at 2:25, right?
Yeah.
And this one's at 2:07. It's a whole 20 seconds behind.
Oh, I don't know.
Well, I don't know. We missed. Maybe since I pressed the button a little later in each other.
Yeah, maybe. But this is new to us. Yeah, it's only like the third time we're doing
this. I
really
should have used on YouTube. The video camera, but. This is my computer we use. We'd have to
It's like 10 years old.
Yeah, it won't read SD cards or anything like that. But anyway, let's put the food and what in the building. It's nice. 4 TVs, food channel on them. Well, not all of them, but different channels.
Different, right? And there's only like maybe 2 other couples in there when we got there. Yeah, so you get yourself a drink or whatever you want.
Yeah, Diet Coke, whatever.
Yeah, so... like I said, we drove by this place a million times, never stopped. And the people, my one son's friends went there and they liked it. And they served other things besides hamburgers. They served all kinds of food. Baked potatoes, whatever, french fries, pierogies, wings. They have a wing night and they have clams. They have a night with clams.
Wednesday night's a clam
night. Yeah, so. But we got the basic.
Burgers. Corey Burger, which is, I guess, their signature burger. He got the bacon ranch.
I got the bacon ranch and asked if you want chicken or a hamburger, and we got hamburgers, naturally.
Well, okay, before talking about the food, so I was talking about some more about the restaurant.
Okay.
It looked nice on the inside. I will give it that. It's really nice. I like the way it looked.
Right. It's old. It's a big building that they put a restaurant in.
There's a lot of, like...
Yeah.
It's nice.
A lot of columns.
Right.
But like I said, it was clean inside, so you can't complain. The waitress was nice.
Yeah.
And it was pleasant. They came, got our drinks and that. It didn't take them long for our drinks. And we got appetizers. We got, what was those?
It was
cheddar cheese.
Garlic parmesan pierogies.
Pierogies. You got 5 good. Of them, I think. Yeah.
But they were like $7.
Yeah,
so
but.
$5.
Not about $1.25.
That's what I figured.
Somewhere around there. A little bit more than that.
Yeah.
But they were good. And we ate those. They gave us extra plates for them. Yeah, they were garlicky, but. Yeah, everybody to their own taste. So, We're not experts here.
Yeah, we're not food critics. Yeah. We're not saying that just because we don't like whatever or whatever, we like whatever, doesn't mean you don't like it.
Yeah, you might love it, you know what I mean? So, and you might hate it. So, yeah. It's up to you. Like I said, you go and try the place out. And like I said, it's on 248 or 946?
I have no clue, Pops.
It's going towards Nazareth. You go up to Moorestown, make a right. It's on that road.
Quarry Hotel on Google. Yeah. Google map it.
You'll find it. It's not that far outside of Bath and Nazareth and Moorestown. Mm-hmm. So, like I said, we drove by it a million times going to Walmart.
Yeah.
I almost walked there one day. But like I said, you can get a drink in that and the place was decent.
It's a
nice
place, honestly. I mean,
so we ordered our food. We got our appetizers, and my girlfriend got a salad. But
the food took altogether 22 minutes.
22 minutes to get our burgers in that. And he's going to put, are you going to put pictures on the burgers then?
Yes.
Okay.
Most likely.
So we got burgers. Mine had ranch and bacon and cheese, tomato and lettuce, and ranch dressing, I guess they put on mine. And what did yours have on?
Mine had barbecue sauce, those like onion chip type things.
Right.
And, you know, they like chopped up onions, put salt in it, whatever. And fried mozzarella.
It was like a big ring of it.
Yeah, it was like
deep fried. I thought it was mozzarella. An onion ring, tell you the truth. But
yeah, I thought the same thing, honestly. It was like a deep fried mozzarella and some mozzarella cheese. And honestly, I mean, that. I was like, what is that? I thought it was like chicken. I was like, oh, they're missing my sandwich. Like, chicken sandwich. No, it was
That's how much cheese they put on it. So I don't know how they made that. I was wondering that. So we got our food. We took pictures of it, and we bit into it. And so
before we get into the nitty gritty.
Right.
Let's put the ad in. All
right. Okay.
We'll see you after the ad. And we're back.
Okay, so we got the hamburgers and we looked down and we took pictures. That's where we were. And then we bit into them. So what'd you think, Jakey?
Okay, so I personally, when I bit into it the first time, I didn't get any meat because there's no, like, taste. Right. You know, like, there's no, like, taste of that meat. And, you know, and I bit into it again. I was like, there's no taste. Even in the cheese, I could not taste the cheese.
So
it was bland, I think, personally. A little bit more like I don't know, spices or herbs
something in
like
the hamburger. And it wasn't juicy like wasn't last juicy. Week.
Yeah, it wasn't juicy.
You shot like a juicy hamburger where it runs down your face. So
it should be like a little juicy, but like tastes really good. Like,
right. At good flavor or whatever. Mine was the same way. It's basically the same hamburger.
With different stuff on top. You get deeper into the burger, like to where the barbecue sauce and onions are, that's where it tastes delicious. That's where you can't stop eating because that's like the best part of it. If the burger was all just barbecue sauce and that onion stuff they put on it, I would find it with me. That would have been like,
that would have been okay.
That would be great.
The roll was a little bit thick.
Yeah, I'm thick. I mean, the bottom part of your roll was
thin. I think that the bottom and like top thin. Should be like the same thickness. Size. Yeah, so I said, you know, I taste mostly roll here instead.
I get what you mean, but like, I don't know, that burger, that's what killed us. It has no, like, flavor to me. There's no, like,
you know, good.
Good, like,
flavor all the way through.
Yeah, it has to be something like.
And I said, I think it has to be juicy.
When Pops makes hamburgers, he puts, like, chopped onions in them.
And yeah. It tastes
good.
I put breadcrumbs and all that.
Yeah, but like. That's like the main thing of his. So, everyone has their own different way to make a burger. I know that, but
unless we're just getting tired of eating hamburgers,
maybe. But I don't know. I like the restaurant.
I like when they're juicy when they run down your like
when not, super juicy,
greasy
like
and that's great. So
yeah,
but the French fries were okay.
French fries
were okay. So. She came and how long were they in business? Did they say 2008 or 8 years?
Eight, I thought they said longer.
I thought they said they were in there since 2008, maybe.
Shoot,
it was called something else before.
Yeah, I forget what it was called before, but yeah, I think you're right.
Yeah, it was
I'm
called.
Like, oh, Pops is right.
But
if he's wrong, I will put it in the description channel. Maybe
right.
If he's wrong.
Right. Okay, look. How long have they been in business? Right there. No one say.
No, how long have they been around? No, okay, that's the actual Slate Quarry, not the restaurant. That's not possible.
How about this?
Okay. Just keep on talking, Pops, while I look this up.
Okay, the hamburgers cost, my hamburger cost like $12.99.
Yours costed $10.
Oh, that's right, $12. That's right. So, did it say how long they've been in business?
I'm looking. We asked. We didn't write it down because we didn't have a... He'd have a pen, and guess what he found afterwards? A pen.
Yeah,
I don't see it.
How good ratings do they have?
Well, this is on TripAdvisor, they have a 3.5 out of 5.
Okay.
And so they have, reviews of underwhelming, surprisingly great, jury's still out. I don't know what that means.
Little pricey but good.
Good for lunch, just average. Slate Quarry Hotel, great food, nice local restaurant, unimpressed, blah blah. All right.
Everybody has their own opinion, exactly. Like you said. So
we are not your deciding factor. Your deciding factor is yourself going there and trying out their food.
Food, right? So
I will not say that we are like super good.
The experts.
We're not the experts.
Yeah. You yourself is an expert.
You yourself. Unless the bridge is playing like somewhere that we went to.
Too right. So. Well, anything else you have to say about it?
Let me think. The French restaurant, we already said that.
They get pretty full because you drive by there and the parking lot's full all the time.
Left, it was full.
Yeah.
Well, let's give our final rating on this.
Okay.
Yeah, we were struggling. While we were there, we were struggling. So we were conflicted with the give it.
It wasn't bad.
It was not the worst.
No.
But it was not the best. It's in the middle, but it's not like I don't think it's a 5. I would not say it's a 5.
What do you think?
I think I'm stuck between a 6 or a 7.
7, that's what we think too. Between a 6 or a 7.
Yeah, we can't have them between that. Pick one or the other. That's the one thing we
So agree here on. We go. What are we going to pick?
I don't know. Only because this is a deciding factor at the restaurant. Because Pops didn't realize that when he bit into his sandwich, he dropped the bottom part of his bun.
That's how thin it was.
Yeah, I was like, then that's a deciding factor. It's a 6.
Okay, we'll make it a 6.
We'll make it a 6.
Okay, that doesn't mean it's bad. But
the people at the restaurant are listening to this or watching this, it's not your guys' fault.
Yeah.
Well, we suggest a little change, but we're not going to say change the whole thing or anything like that.
Right, so.
Because we gave them our card and they said they didn't listen to it.
Right, so.
They didn't listen to it.
Everybody's been pretty nice about it, yeah.
They were nice people.
They're trying to get out of us what we thought of them, but we didn't tell them.
Yeah, we don't want to tell them. We don't want them to feel embarrassed or whatever,
Right. And we don't tell them ahead of time because
We
don't want no special treatment, so.
Pops, okay. I have a question, Pops.
Yeah.
Do you want to announce about what we're going to do with the number one winner? With the number one winner
We don't know yet.
Well, we plan. All right. We can make this. This is easy to make. All right. I can show you how to make one.
Okay.
So we plan giving the winner of the, number one best.
Liam.
A certificate that says best hamburger in Northeastern Pennsylvania.
Lehigh Valley.
Yeah.
Right.
And
Lehigh Northampton.
Oh, yeah. I guess, yeah. And then say from Pop's Chicken Tea Podcast.
Yeah.
On Anchor or
whatever. Restaurant Junkies.
Right. Oh, yeah, restaurant Junkies, you're right. And so we're planning to do that. That's the big goal we want to do.
Right.
So we're going to try to make one up or try to get one
made up. So
if I can show Pops how to do that, we can work on it together then. But yeah, that's the plan. And honestly, yeah,
we'll take pictures of the people, the place, and that. Yeah. And put it on YouTube. Leave you know what we think. In our opinion, is the best place. So,
but I would not call it the worst place you've been to.
No.
I'm sure they had that pulled pork that my mom had was really
good. Yeah, that was great. Actually,
I was like,
But the hamburgers they could step it up.
They're not their step.
Maybe it's not their specialty.
Yeah,
or whatever.
Exactly. And Like, I'm not gonna, like, you know, I mean, I would never.
I would eat it if I was.
Yeah. I would, you know, I don't even. If I was hungry for a hamburger, I'd probably get the same hamburger.
Right.
Because it's a good hamburger. The only thing that sucked. The only thing that sucked about it was
they need a little bit more spices,
more spice, and more flavor around in general
in the hamburger.
In the hamburger, right? Or the hamburger, some more like barbecue sauce, some more.
Now we get ours well done, so it might taste different, like medium or whatever. Yeah.
But don't run the experts here. If you want to go try it for yourself, we're not saying go ahead. Try.
Yeah. Like I said, it's not a bad place. It looks nice. The people are nice in there and everything. So
it looks nice. You said
right. Okay, so now what are we gonna do? Oh, we're gonna do the recipe of the day. It's gonna be shoe fly pie. Here we go, shoe fly pie. So you buy. I always buy a pie crust. So you get a pie crust.
He can't make his own.
I know I can't make them. He should make them, but I don't.
Yeah, he can. Yeah,
and you need 3/4 cup of dark molasses.
Can you read that?
Yeah, 3 cups boiling water, and 1/2 teaspoon of baking soda. And for the crumb top, you need 1.5 cups of flour, 1/4 cup shortening, and 1/2 cup of brown sugar. Now, I'm reading this off this paper here.
Yeah, so. That's why he's like so close to the camera.
Sorry. Dissolve the baking soda in hot water and molasses. Combine sugar, flour, and rubbing shortening to make crumbs.
Look into the camera, dude. It seems so
I can't read this. Right.
Here. Where are you?
Down here in the bottom.
So you're at the... All right, hon. I'm just going to restart from
okay, there we go.
Dissolve baking soda in hot water and add molasses. Combine sugar and flour and rub and shortening to make crumbs. Pour 1/3 of the liquid into an unbaked crust. Add 1/3 of the crumb mixture.
On top.
Continue alternating layers, ending with crumbs on top. Bake at 375 for approximately 35 minutes.
And there you go. You'll have your shoe fly pie for a week. I think they called that shoe fly pie because the fly used to land and go, shoo, shoo, shoo.
I honestly have no clue.
That's what I think. I don't know. But, I could be wrong. So I don't know who makes that
pie. Honestly, to make this pie, if you like buy a pie crust, ain't that expensive. I mean,
it's not that pie expensive. Crust
and then all that.
Like a buck.
A pie crust ain't that. It's not a dollar.
Dollar something. Yeah, it is.
Is it?
Yeah.
I thought it was like 5. I don't know. If for a pack of 3, I guess it'd be 5.
Why would you buy 3 if you only need 1?
Don't you buy pie crust in like packs of 2s or whatever?
2s. They're 2s. Like $1.89 or something. $2.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So $1.89, the molasses is like probably like $1 or $2.
Right.
Boiling water, you can get free.
Free.
And baking soda. Don't forget the oven. You need the oven, so they're like $300. And
might cost you $5 altogether. Yeah,
$5 altogether. Yeah. And you know, honestly, I've had 2x5 before, and it's really good. So I'd suggest making it.
So.
And if you want to follow that recipe, just rewatch the video and listen to the.
Right.
That's all you have to do.
Sorry, I goofed up, but yeah, I'm blind in one eye and can't see out the other.
Because Pops can't read. You know, he's like a moron.
I can't see.
He can't see right. He's kind of old.
But, okay, anything else? Where are we going next week, did we say? We're going to try to go to Point Phillips Hotel.
That's the one place you want to go. We're going to put reservations in. This is going to be the first restaurant we put reservations in for.
Yeah, we're going to try to get in there either Monday or Tuesday.
Either one.
So, see how their food is. So,
good, dude. I can't wait.
I don't know. You never know. I'm sure their specialties ain't hamburgers either.
We'll see.
But we'll see how they are. And what do you think?
That's pretty much what I think.
Well, keep on eating and don't leave us to tell you
what.
It's just an idea, a basic idea.
Don't leave us justify where you want to go.
Right.
If we say a place your own choice. And you like that place.
And if you know somebody who has good hamburgers, we got 3 more shows to go.
Text me or like Snapchat me, whatever.
What are the things?
So our Instagram is PopGT Podcast. Our Gmail is popsjkpodcast@gmail.com. Our Twitter is popsjakey. Our Facebook is the PopsJKT Podcast Fan Group. Yeah, I think that's it.
Yeah,
I am. I'm trying to think of anything else.
We're going to try to get a phone, a special phone.
Yeah,
we're going to get a PO box too. So
a PO box. eventually. Not now, but maybe we're
on working YouTube, slowly at this.
Maybe we're on YouTube and we get like 100 subscribers, without what a PO box.
Right. So.
We're looking for
advertisers.
Yeah.
And tell you
2,000 views. Yeah. Thing, we'll see.
Tell your friends and your parents. Friends.
We would love some shout outs. We'd appreciate anything.
Right. So.
That's about it. After begging for views and begging for shout outs.
Yeah,
that's about
there you
it.
Go. At least we're not begging for money.
Yeah.
So, okay, you guys. Well, have a good week. Keep on eating at the neighborhood restaurants
restaurants.
All these big companies are taking over everything. Yeah. So, yeah, that would be about it.
Yeah.
You'll hear from us next week. You hear from us on Friday at our Pops and Jakey T
podcast.
Yeah, on Fridays.
On
so, have a good week now. Have a good night.
Yep. Thank you.